Tonight's podcast is brought to you by the Forgotten Peach Countryside Ranch for battered men.
When you're standing next to your spouse, are you feeling like a shadow is constantly being cast over you?
Are you tired of being oppressed by the matriarchy?
For far too long, men have been mentally destroyed and physically abused by their wife.
Hi, I'm Sarasota, Florida's Randall Stevenson, and ever since my wife figured out I was voting for Ronald Lump, my relationship and sanity have been slowly slipping down the shitter. My wife started out with idle threats. It left me feeling like I had not been good enough to her. What else could I do? I also then got to feeling depressed, like I was alone. Then she decided to get physical. I decided to seek out help after a Sunday dinner went awry and I took a soup ladle to the nuts. That's when I discovered Forgotten Peach Countryside Ranch for battered men.
Forgotten Peach Countryside Ranch for battered men has a wide array of amenities for men in need. We assign a personalized life coach to keep that Slossberg out of your mouth and keep you from fearing your wife. Amenities include our award-winning support groups.
Well, Glenn, that's when she shoved a popsicle stick in my pee hole and fucked my dick raw for 5 hours.
Let's everybody give it up for Charles.
Other amenities include the Return to Glory Room, featuring a wide variety of expertly crafted glory holes, ranging from number 2 pencil to Pepsi can. And for our international guests, metric glory holes ranging from 10 millimeters to our magnum 120 millimeter glory hole.
If adventure's more of your thing, go mudding and spelunking with old One-Eyed Johnson, and learn to make moonshine with Mother Pearl, and possibly end up on a faraway adventure to save yourself in Appalachia from crazed, methed out, bloodthirsty hillbillies. Forgotten Peach Countryside Ranch for battered men. Because you're a man, and you're worth it.
Disclaimer, men only. No ladies or pseudo ladies allowed.
After a week hiatus again.
Yep.
We're the Good Old Gamers Podcast. It's March 19th, episode 88?
Something.
88, I think.
I think you're right.
I'm Lyle McClendon. Joined as always, Mr. Brandon Gentry.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
We got probably a pretty short and sweet episode for you tonight. I want to go ahead and apologize to everybody for not releasing an episode last week. Or making a post. I just had so much shit going on, I didn't really get around to doing everything I wanted to do. Needless to say, just go ahead and get it out of the way. My dad's going through some issues right now. Always fucking something, it seems like.
Yeah, it sucks.
But he's fixing to have some major surgeries and such, and it's probably going to be a couple, some times where I'm not here. So y'all just bear with me, keep my family and all that shit in mind, and hullabaloo, you know, that there's things going on, so
yeah,
gotta go ahead and pass along that info as much as I don't want to, but, you know, that's where I'm at, so hate to be a fucking buzzkill right out of the bat here. I'm not trying to be.
Yeah, sometimes life's just a never-ending stream of cock slamming your ass.
Dude, I feel like there's a conveyor belt of dicks that is just like
just feeding right into your ass.
Yeah. Like, I feel, you know how you get mad at things and you'll be like, man, you just eat a big bag of dicks. I feel like life just told me, it's like, you just pull your fat ass over here, buddy, and go in there and they got a buffet. You just help thyself. Just, yeah. You know, you're asleep with a belly full of dick tonight. I kind of feel like that's how life's treating me right now. I'm not going to lie.
Like one of Daryl's dick meat dump trucks come up and emptied itself in you.
Yeah, no shit. It's just like a huge compressed square of dicks. Like almost like a dick cake. But it's like the size of a fucking dump truck. It's like the Guinness Book, the Guinness World Record dick cake. It's like tofu, but made out of dicks. Life is just a cold motherfucker, and it is definitely testing my fucking patience and everything else right now. So, that being said, we're going to talk about video games, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I guess, like always, we'll kick it off with a little bit of news. There's, Capcom just recently announced they're doing a thing called the Disney Afternoon Pack. It's going to be released in the
Turbo
next...
Alpha Edition?
Yeah, Turbo Alpha Omega Hyper Edition. Fucking weird Greek mathematical symbol. I don't know. Infinity or some shit.
Delta Beta Phi.
Yeah. You know, at least, okay, the one cool thing, at least this is only going to be $20. It's not like $40 for the Street Fighter. You're getting remastered versions, though, of DuckTales 1 and 2, Rescue Rangers 1 and 2, Tailspin, and Darkwing Duck all on one. And it's digital. I don't, as far as I know, there's not a physical release. But I did see that, and I thought that was kind of cool. Because I do enjoy all those old games, especially Rescue Rangers. I really, really liked that first game.
Yeah, Rescue Rangers and DuckTales I love a lot.
Darkwing Duck was pretty cool. I never really played Tailspin, so.
Me either.
I'm not familiar enough with it to comment on it. Well, you got something else?
Bushido Blade turns 20 years old today.
Fuck, today?
Yeah.
Ugh.
So,
wow.
Anyone who hasn't played that game, it was an amazing 3D fighting game on the PlayStation. And I think it took place in, I think it's feudal Japan. And it was one of the first fighters where you could choose your different weapons for your different characters, and it was fun as fuck. Even as a guy who never really got big into fighting games, that game was fun as hell. This is the ridiculous ways you end up killing each other, but yeah, it's
that's
pretty cool. It's
fucking crazy. They never made one past that.
I think they made two. I think there's just one sequel. I don't think there's anything past that.
I can't remember. That'd be something cool to actually break out one night. And
yeah, I've been looking around for a copy. I mean, I ain't got on the internet to buy one, but that's something I've been keeping my eyes peeled for.
Hell yeah. That'd be kind of cool. There was something else. Dude, I'm so fucking ill-prepared tonight. Y'all have to forgive me. I had some stuff looked up, though, about... here, you say something else. Hold on.
Okay.
I got something lined up. I just kind of find it.
Crawl, the game that I talked about some time ago, it's a up to four player, or it is four players.
You have that on your cab, right?
Yeah. It's a four player. If you're playing by yourself, there's going to be a few AIs in there, but four player dungeon crawler, that's it's asymmetrical in that one person is the human / hero and the other people are the monsters. And the goal of the monsters is to kill the human. And the goal of the human is to kill the monsters, progress through the dungeon, and kill the boss, who's also controlled by the other three players. So it's a fucking blast. It's a isometric view, 2D, like, looks like 8-bit graphics. Anyways, it's exiting early access on April 11th, so it'll be a full release then. And I need to get my shit updated, 'cause I'm looking forward to that. The game's been a fucking blast. I can't recommend it enough, especially if you have a cab you can put it on for four people to play. It's awesome.
I think I've played it like once or twice at your house, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's very chaotic.
I got my ass kicked the majority of the time, but...
It's hard to do really well at that game, because you always
there's so much shit going on.
And you've always got three people trying to cut your nuts off. I mean...
That's an accurate description.
Yeah. And the bosses, too, the way they're controlled by multiple people. Sometimes it can make it easier if, like, the sucky person is, because, every group of people has this one that can't play the game for shit. if they're controlling like the boss's main damaging attacks, then that can make it a lot easier for the guy who's currently the human, but it's pretty difficult either way.
Very nice. Super Bomberman R just received a significant upgrade patch. I noticed it. I downloaded it and played it the other night. It actually makes the control a lot more fluid.
That's good.
Because there was kind of like a lag playing online, even like when you've got the Joy-Cons hooked, you know, in portable mode. I noticed it, but it fixed all that.
That's
good. I could tell right off the bat. It makes it a lot better, too, if you're playing like, if me and you are playing two-player against two other people on the internet, like it makes the control a lot smoother. That was a cool thing. It just came out the day before yesterday, which, I mean, they're going to be releasing patches for all that shit, but...
Let's get that Bonami, didn't just fire off this game and forget about it. Like, yeah, we did our contract for the one game, now we're going to Pachinko.
Yeah. Oh, god damn it. That's... I imagine, like, if the Switch ends up failing, it's just going to end up being like a goddamn Pachinko machine.
I have seen that terrible. The sales are estimated not bad. It's not as good as the Wii, but it's around double the Wii U. So instead of 5 consoles, it sold 10.
Yeah.
But it's good to say that it's selling decent. It's not an immediate failure like the
They're
Wii
still
U.
Sold out, but I did see where they were saying like GameStop and them will be receiving new shipments in like the next 2 weeks. They're going to be sending out a lot more of them.
Yeah, this is another one of those manufactured scarcity things from Nintendo, because they want you to think that everyone's buying them all up when they're not shipping that many.
I thought it was kind of funny because my friend here in Coleman, he works with another dude that literally went out and bought 3 of them.
What?
And was bitching it. He said he was bitching at work because he couldn't flip them. He was like, man, nobody wants to pay $500 for it.
No, goddamn.
And it's like, because there's going to be a shit ton more of them, and they're not fucking worth $500. I think people still, you know, because everybody's seen that NES Mini Classic.
Yeah.
And everybody wanted that, and fucking really no one got one of them.
Yeah.
And I think people were kind of like, you know, they're not jumping on the Switch train like they did that because, you know... There's no fucking reason for them to be going that risque and that in debt, you know, and releasing such a minuscule amount of... It's a fucking $300 console versus a $60 one, you know. The $60 one's fucking expendable to a degree.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty much Nintendo's feature. The NES Classic was just a sideshow gimmick.
It's just something to make a quick cash grab at the holidays, essentially. Super Mario Run comes to Android next week. I noticed. I'm probably going to pick it up.
Yeah, the beta's been out, and I've just kind of ignored it, but it looks like the iPhone one. I'm not sure what to think about it yet.
Yeah. I kind of, if I'm going to play a runner game, I'm going to play Bit Trip Runner. That's how I kind of feel about it. There aren't many, things I've seen they've announced yet that are in development on Switch, but they did show the new Sonic Forces trailer, and it's pretty badass looking.
Yeah, I need to check that out.
It looks like an overhauled Sonic Adventure, kinda.
That'd be cool. I really like Sonic Adventure.
Yeah. I'll never forget the first time playing Sonic Adventure. It was kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Seeing those 128 graphics for the first time.
My only bit of Switch news, I saw that the Switch's processor was confirmed by technology analysis site Tech Insights to be a standard Tegra X1, the same thing that's in the Nvidia Shield. You know, Nintendo's been saying, oh, it's their own custom thing this whole time, and it turns out no, it's same old shit. I really don't care. It's just, if they would have straight up said that's what it is, and they would have saved a little
face. Yeah, not been
face.
So fucking mysterious about it, like they've got something that was designed only for the Nintendo Switch.
Right. I mean, yeah, if they would have said, oh, it's standard off-the-shelf processor, but like, oh, fuck, who cares?
It's pretty slow go right now. They've been releasing new Neo Geo game. I mean, not new, but they've been releasing Neo Geo on Virtual Console. They've got Blaster Master Zero on there, which is like $10. They ain't bad. Just little things like that. They do have the Splatoon 2 beta But it's like you can't play it yet. It only goes live, like, I think in June. But you can go ahead and download the program now and get registered.
People's going to data mine the fuck out of that.
Oh, yeah. For sure. But apparently the Switch, somebody's done hacked one.
Yeah, I saw something about that. I never looked into it.
I don't know how true that is.
Using a browser exploit.
Yeah.
So I know that's one way you could hack the DSs. So I guess they just never fucking fixed that. I don't know.
Probably like a little overlooked ditty or some shit, yeah. I guess. You figure, though, Nintendo being as anti-piracy and shit as they are would be on top of that.
Yeah. At the same time, I don't think... Unless it's super easy to where everybody can fucking do it, it's not ever going to be big. Because, I mean, you could pirate the on the new the other new consoles, the PS4 and the Xbox One, but you have to really fucking go out of your way to do it. So no one does it. And hell, even on PC, where it's super easy to do it, not that many people really do it anymore. PC sales haven't really suffered that much. Because, you know, you got good platforms like Steam and good old games that sell shit at a pretty good discount.
Yeah, so you can get shit for dirt cheap now.
Yeah, and you can, instead of downloading a hacked game and risk fucking over your computer with viruses, you can pay $5 and get it.
That's true. DOS is true.
Other bit of news that I have, I saw that some Dreamcast enthusiasts revived a dev kit racer called Millennium Racer Y2K Fighters.
Oh, God.
And it is, it's a Wipeout type racer, like Extreme G, that kind of thing. Or a Fast Racing Neo. And you currently can download and burn the CDR of it if you want to. I didn't write down the website for it, but a simple Google search will turn you up what you need. Look cool. It's cool to see still shit coming out for the Dreamcast. Yeah,
that is badass.
I know the homebrew community is really doing well.
There's a couple new like Bullet Hell games I noticed that's just come out for it.
Yeah, it's cool. It's because the system's so easy just to burn something and throw it on there that it supports homebrewing really well. So you don't have to mod the system or anything. You just slap a fucking CD in there and go.
One of Sega's downfalls.
Yeah.
Even like Sega CD. You know, I'll just burn the game and throw it on there. It'll work.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. I don't have any more news neither. That'll conclude it. We'll take a week off and come back. And I just ain't worth a shit.
I've never been worth a shit, so.
It could be worse. Well, I guess we're going to talk about games we've been playing, right?
Yeah, yeah. I can talk about what I've been doing here lately. Yesterday, we went out for my stepson's birthday, and we had to wait forever to get to where we were going to go, so we decided to look for something to do in our nearby city of Huntsville. And noticed
you didn't go by Crack Rocks, I'm assuming.
No, that's not family friendly, apparently. I didn't know that, but
since when?
I don't know. I went to the gas station and asked for directions where to buy me a little rock at, and he's like, "Man, you sure you want to bring them kids?" I'm like, "What's wrong with that? When I was a kid,
I thought we were trading here." Yeah. I give you kids, you give me rocks.
Apparently, you can't trade responsibilities for a good time, though.
That's, well, who's making these fucking rules?
I don't know. It's these new social justice warriors.
It's these fucking trans.
I can't work 18 hours a day, and now I can't even trade them for crack. Why the fuck do they even have kids?
Apparently, transabled is a thing now. People identify with disabled people.
I'm just going to identify as
purposely wear Forrest Gump leg braces and in a wheelchair. It's like double disabled.
I'm just going to identify as a 16-year-old kid so I just have to sit around and
run. Can you legally do that, you think? Probably in Trump's America.
I don't know. But that's why I'm going to identify as a 16-year-old, so I just have to play video games and chase pussy, like...
That sounds amazing. That's take me down to the Paradise City. Like, that's where I want to be. Damn. If only.
But yeah, I looked around, you know, what was near me, and we was beside Game Galaxy Arcade's new location. It's Rocket City Arcade, I believe it is what it's called now. $10 gets you in there all day. There's seven of us, so $70 got us all in there for a few hours. But yeah, it's pretty cool. They had a lot of linked up racers. I think they had like three or four Hydro Thunders.
Oh, nice.
Tour Cruise and USAs. A handful of pinball machines. The only one that stuck out to me was one called Raven, which is like Lady Rambo. It's pretty sweet.
Nice.
They had a pretty cool console room. With your basic staple shit, they had one side of the room had a big Smash Brothers setup. And of course, you could not get in on that because of the Smash assholes smashing each other's assholes over there.
They're all in there like fucking drinking their hipster coffees and spamming their controllers. I don't even know where I was trying to go with that. I'm not a big fan of the Smash community.
No, there's some characters there. I mean, a lot of them I've talked to, most of them are all right, but you see some weird motherfuckers in there. I don't know what it is. I guess it overlaps a lot with the anime community.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime you're having like an interaction with someone online, if their avatar is an anime character, they're probably fucked in the head. I
mean, yeah. Yeah.
Sign number one, they're fucked in the head. If you got like some wide-eyed anime
I thought
girl.
He was such a nice guy. He had a little anime rabbit thing on his page, and next thing you know, he's clubbing me in the head and starving me down in a little well in his basement. All I wanted to do was go home, and he
Call
just tells
me,
he said, "Bitch, I'm about to turn you into a fucking dress."
I don't know why he kept calling me waifu.
He said he did a 4-year stint at some place called Forgotten Beach. Home for battered dip men or something like that.
Yeah, another side was they had Rock Band 2 set up.
Oh, nice.
Full guitar, bass guitar, drums, and microphone, so you could do that. Also kind of hard to get in on. Then they had PlayStation 2, PlayStation, Dreamcast, N64, and NES, and Genesis. And an original Xbox, I think.
Nice.
So not bad at all. They had a really sweet Terminator 2 Judgment Day set up there.
Oh, with nice. With the gun?
Yes.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
The set Player 2 gun was a little iffy on its sight. Player 1 is spot on, though.
Nice.
I had this other game. I've never seen or played one. It was called, I think, Police 9-1-1-2. So I'm like, would it be Police 9-1-12?
Is it like a police simulator? Do you shoot targets and shit? And
well,
like...
no. Well, yes and no. It's simulating in that you're a police officer doing these like SWAT raids, and you have a pistol, like, you know, with House of the Dead or whatever. But it detects your movement, so like. It's kind of like Tom Crass's, except you don't hit a pedal. You actually
you
dip, duck, dodge.
I got a couple hookers in my room. My treat.
Yeah.
We dip on out.
That
here.
Was neat, but also made me realize I don't want VR as much as I thought I did, because works the old knees out having to dip down to duck behind tables and shit.
Somebody, like, one day in the future, video gamers will all be skinny. And somebody, like, it's just going to be like, we're all going to be dead because we're fat, you know, died out by then. And, like, that's going to be the new trend one day. Somebody's like, it's time to go back. And, like, they're going to be, like, the world's first fattest gamer in, like, 30 years. And everybody's like, he's so good because he's so fat. I heard he sat on his ass one time for 3.5 months straight. They were surgically removing blood clots from his legs. He was slaying that fucking dragon for the 30th day in a row. It's going to be some crazy fucking ordeal.
Yeah, the location of their that police game, though, wasn't the best, because as soon as you walked in the front door, it was like located directly in your line of sight, and you got fat, sweaty nerds bending over to dodge it. So, you know, it's just like a mountain of ass crack as soon as you walk in the door. Just ass crack for days.
Oh, nice. Just go up and just take a pencil and just drop it straight in their ass crack. I'm pretty sure it's...
it's where I put my rumble pack.
Man, I've run into some... I haven't really done much with games lately other than play Zelda, but I've run into... Talking about the nerds and shit, I've run into some doozies in the past week just looking around at stuff like that.
They had most of your staple classics, Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man, Super Pac-Man, Pac-Land, Galaxian. They had a Smash TV there. That was sweet. They had a couple nice. Neo Geo setups with like Metal Slug and Aerofighters 2. Aerofighters 2 is fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I think what else? They had some random ass motorcycle game where you had the motorcycle that you race on. I can't remember what that was called. DDR, double DDR setup. What else stuck out to me? A lot of fighters. Marvel versus Capcom 2, I think. Marvel versus X-Men. Is it? No, no.
X-Men versus Street Fighter.
Yeah, X-Men versus Street Fighter. Got that mixed up. Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, Tekken 2, I want to say, or Virtual Fighter 2.
Nice.
I suck shit at Virtual Fighter.
Yeah.
Man, like, all the kids whoop my ass because, like, they're spamming buttons and I'm trying to do moves. I'm like, spamming buttons beats that.
It's all about that juggle on fucking that shit. You get them up in the air and you just walk across the screen with them without them even hitting the ground once.
Yeah. All in all, if you're in our region, check that shit out. It's $10. It's pretty good. Another game I've been playing at home is RoboCop 2.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because I was going through my MAME shit, and I was like, I've played the fuck out of RoboCop 1, but I've never seen a RoboCop 2 cabinet.
Two changes. They actually had one at the... in Huntsville, where they were at the mall before they closed down.
Oh, yeah?
They had one up there for $400, and I wanted to get it. The mechanics in RoboCop 2 are a lot different than the first RoboCop
game. It reminded me, like, a mix of a handful of games. First off, it reminded me a lot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game.
Yeah.
Because even though you have a gun, it's more of a free-roaming beat-em-up type thing, versus RoboCop 1 is just left-right shoot.
Yeah, it made me think a lot of like Final Fight and shit.
Yeah. Then there's other levels in there. There's like a shooting gallery type level, which I did not like really.
That's where the little targets. Well, no, I'm thinking of the first game with the little target. No, the square ones.
I call it shooting gallery type in that you can. It's kind of like Wild Guns, except it sucks. And that you can move RoboCop left and right. But you can only move your gun sight up and down.
Oh, God.
So if you want to shoot somebody, you got to get right in front of them. And of course, everyone's shooting straight ahead. So it's kind of a pain in the ass.
That sounds like it.
Then there's bonus levels where RoboCop is driving. And you got to basically all you have to do is move your target cursor around to blow up every vehicle in sight. Because that's what RoboCop
fuck
does.
Everybody, yeah. He just, like, pulls up. There's just, like, a fucking burning corpse in the car. He's like, thank you for your cooperation.
Yes.
Good night. He just drives off there and just sitting there. On fire.
The music in 2 sucks a lot worse than 1. Like, 1 is that iconic RoboCop music.
Yeah.
2, and like, none of it stuck in my head at all.
Kind of like the movie RoboCop 2, like, compared to the first one.
Yeah. It loosely followed the story of RoboCop 2, where the end goal is finding Kane and killing him. There's a lot of in-between that obviously wasn't in the movie because they're trying to make a game out of it. But
can't have a video game with a little kid telling RoboCop some dirty shit.
Yeah.
Go fuck a refrigerator, peck her neck. I think that's what he says. Something like that.
Some of the enemies were a real pain in the ass to shoot because you had to line RoboCop up like nearly perfectly with some of them to get headshots. especially there's these like mutated zombie type enemies in there later in the game. Overall, it's a lot easier than RoboCop 1. I think I beat the game with like 8 credits, something like that. Probably 3 of them were used on the final boss. Kane was pretty fucking hard at the towards the end of it. Kane, you know, the big giant robot with the brain in it. Yeah, you fought him over the course of one level, and he went through kind of stages of difficulty, starting off only using a couple attacks, and as it progressed, his arsenal increased more and more. Till the end, it was just a fucking, horror show trying to take him down. Kind of like Mr. Burns on The Simpsons.
Nice.
They know you're invested at that point. They're going to suck some fucking quarters out of you.
It's funny you bring that up. Like, Kane in the RoboCop 2 movie, that shit used to freak me out when I was a kid. That scene where they're in that warehouse and they drop it off and it just pushes that door up and starts shooting everybody. I was like, that would suck some shit to be in a room, you know, just people getting mowed down by a giant robot.
Yeah.
That's high on fucking drugs.
Yeah.
That's what the plot, a lot of people forget. I was like, you know that robot in RoboCop 2 got high, right? I'm like, that makes him an evil robot.
That's right.
Say no to drugs, kids.
After you beat him, of course, it showed RoboCop take the brain out and smash it. It was, you know, pretty cool.
Say no to brains, too,
yeah,
kids.
Say
that's
no
what
to brains.
That's what RoboCop's trying to tell you.
Yeah. And then credits roll, and you get some really, really low-resolution stills of the movie that's behind it.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it. It's worth checking out. I think the first one was better. It's when I think of RoboCop, it's that one.
RoboCop is like one of the most pinnacle arcade games, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because like for just side-scrolling, that game plays incredibly tight.
Yeah, that's exactly really how I was about to say is tight. It's spot on. RoboCop 2, I mean, it was good, but it wasn't RoboCop 1. It was a lot more controls weren't as tight. The collision mechanics on it weren't quite there. Like, one part that really sucked for fighting Kane is normally when you're playing it, the controls as RoboCop, if you're upside an enemy, he'll punch him or throw him instead of shooting. And Kane is this massive ass robot, and there's like a certain, I guess you can call it a zone of ignorance around him, where instead of shooting, RoboCop will try to punch him, but he's too fucking far away to punch him. So you gotta be either really close or outside of that zone of ignorance. RoboCop's just a fucking idiot punching out there.
He's just like, thank you for your cooperation. He's like, oh, god damn it, he's glitching again.
Yeah.
Fucking Windows 93 or OCP 93.
I think it's 91, so... Yeah, there's Data East 91.
Yeah, I think 90s when RoboCop 2... It's funny because, do you know who directed RoboCop 2?
Who?
Same guy that directed Empire Strikes Back.
Really?
Yep, I think is something Kirshner.
Okay.
Like Irv Kirshner or something like that. I guess that he died shortly after that. I guess that sequel killed him and his career.
He's just the master of not quite making it to the first one.
Yeah. You know, at least it's not as bad as RoboCop 3.
True.
I don't even know if they put out an arcade game for RoboCop 3.
I don't think so.
I know that movie sat on the shelf for like 4 years before it ever come out, and everybody was like, yeah, no kidding. I wonder why.
Yeah, that's it for me. I did see a spitting image of Carrie Fisher at CC's in Huntsville, and except not dead and with some massive cans. It was I was like, "What are you doing working at CC's, girl?"
This is kind of like the missed encounters tab on Craigslist. Like,
yeah,
I seen you getting that pizza dough dust on them teats. You were looking at me, and I was filling up my Coke cup and pitching a tent at the same time. And you look flabbergasted. Call me. That's exactly how those are. You know, they're like, my name's Daryl. I'm the guy that had the red hat on. You know, like, I I seen you scratching your camel toe with a fork.
I was like, yeah, it's too bad I'm fat and married. So there's double negative. Well, I don't know. The marriage is actually a plus for some people, but but yeah, for me, though.
Some people get whisked away to forgotten beach. Countryside home for battered men.
But yeah, that was a double negatory on me. So let's put that away in the old spank bake and rub a couple out to it in the shower.
Yeah. America.
Yes.
That's the shit dreams are made of. Yeah. I've been playing some more Breath of the Wild, which while we're sitting here.
The Elder Scrolls 6 Hyrule?
Yeah. Yeah. Morrowind Hyrule was really fun. I'm just going to. Well, I may not be doing shit to my controller ain't going to work. I'm just going to boot up and play and tell you some of my Zelda Breath of the Wild adventures. I'm going to come back to that place because I don't know what the fuck. There's just some crazy shit in here. I've noticed everybody's raising hell about that Beauty and the Beast movie because it's got a gay character. And I'm not saying this in a bad way or nothing, but Nintendo snuck one. Or you put one in here. Nope. Why is nobody grapping about that?
Now, is it like?
I mean, people are stupid. There's no reason to be complaining to begin with.
But. Is it like obviously gay? Like, hey, I'm about to go suck a barrel of cocks, gay? Or is it ambiguously gay? Like, oh, that guy's probably gay.
I guess it's kind of ambiguously. I hear I'll warp right over here and show you, my good sir. He is the carpenter at my house. He sets up.
He works with your wood, huh?
Yeah, yeah. That was one of the requirements for me getting a house from him. Is I had to bring him 30 bundles of wood and a.
Oh, God. The innuendos there.
And 2,000 rupees.
Bundles of sticks. Like.
Oh, don't look the definition up, you racist scum.
When is that a race?
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
This is why I don't get political. I don't give a shit what you do as long as you don't like.
As long as there's no dicks in my butt, I don't care.
I don't. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't want it there, but, you know, if shit happens, it just happens. Yeah. Worst things have happened is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know, nobody can say this. We're playing a little Breath of the Wild now. I'm going to show Brandon my house. I did buy a house
on
here.
An audio podcast.
Yeah. Well, this is just groundbreaking shit right here.
This is this new no visual let's play.
Yeah. It's like you got to use your imagination.
It's a let's don't play.
All these kids are like, well, that's the appeal of it. You got to imagine it.
Nah, kids don't. Kids have lost their imaginations now. It's insane. Because they're entertained 24/7. My little girl's got a hell of an imagination, but.
Your little girl's not stupid like the rest of the kids, though.
I mean, my stepson's smart as fuck, but he ain't got no imagination for shit. Nor does any of his friends. Like, hey, here's some toys to go play. They're just sat around. This is boring.
Well, here's the razor blade. Play cut some train tracks on your wrist. That's terrible. Don't. Don't ever listen to my parenting advice. You are likely to lose your child. I can't find my fucking house. Why is that?
I don't know. I've encountered that problem many times. Where the fuck do I live?
I think Link's been eating a bunch of these mushrooms and he's kind of lost his way. Morrowind Hyrule is pretty large.
I will say the one thing I still really don't like about the game is the fact that your weapons break like crazy.
Yeah.
They'd at least like include some way to, like a field repair type thing, that wouldn't be so bad. Because I could appreciate the, oh fuck, my weapon broke in the middle of combat type thing, if you can get off somewhere and, you know, pull out a makeshift anvil or something and repair that shit. Just having to worry about constantly losing your favorite weapon kind of fucking suck.
There actually is somebody, I've yet to find it, but Nathan was telling me there is somebody that actually fixes weapons on here. I did finally find a weapon. There's a weapon crafting system I found on here that, well, by crafting, it's not like, you know, you're not throwing shit together and experimenting. But it'll be like, it'll tell you all the ancient gear you need and how many rupees you need to make this machine spit out, like, these weapons. There's this one thing, and I just broke my fucking sword by accident. All I'm trying to do is find my goddamn house. Maybe this is it. No? Link, you're an idiot. I can't play and talk same time. It ain't doing nobody any good. But anyways, like, there's a one weapon I did find called the Guardian Buzz Blade, and it's like a fucking chainsaw blade on a stick. But I'm missing like one of the ancient cores to get it.
Huh.
I'm about 40 hours in, maybe, I think. And I figured out quite a bit of shit. There's a bunch of these. You have to do shrine quests on here to get spirit orbs. You use spirit orbs to level up. Like, I got 2 wheels of stamina, which is great, because you can climb pretty much frequently without having to worry about, you know, running out. I did see where the Master Sword, you have to have 13 hearts to pull it out. So yeah, that's going to be taking a while.
That's the
to
only
get.
Weapon that does not break. Which that would really suck if you went through all that trouble to get the Master Sword, and this fabled weapon of legend fucking breaks after hitting Goblin 3 times.
Well, it's because these... Well, if they wouldn't have left it shoved in this fucking rock out in the rain for 4,000 fucking years...
Someone should at least come by and spray it down with WD-40.
No
come
shit,
on.
Like... y'all got somebody that wipes the princess's ass. That's all he does. Y'all got somebody that can oil this fucking sword of legend? Like... Somebody's HR department's about to get fucked up. I'm just trying to find my fucking house.
Didn't you say there was like no point to get in the house?
Yeah, there isn't. There is. I'm going to travel here. There is. You can put a bed in there, which you can sleep past the time. You can do that if you got a bundle of wood and a piece of flint. You can just hold them, throw them down, and hit it with your sword, and it'll light it, build a little fireplace. You can do that. You can have lights installed in it. You can plant a tree outside, and you can put weapons mounts in it. That's it.
That
so far.
Lame.
I was hoping you could put like furniture and all kinds of shit in there, but I don't think you can. Let me try one more time.
One of the cool
things
I've seen is people figured out how to make a makeshift airships by attaching these balloon things to rafts.
That's pretty radical. Like, I would like to see what up with that. So I have some of those things. I haven't used them yet for anything.
And I've seen where people are already speed running this game down to around the hour mark, which is pretty impressive for a game this size.
Oh yeah.
And this is the very early stages. I'll wager that by the time they get done finding, you know, all the shortcuts and stuff that they possibly can, they're probably down to a half hour or so. Maybe even shorter.
Yeah. I can see that.
Hell, they could find a glitch like they do in some games and immediately warp to the boss.
There's my fucking house. Piece of shit.
No. Can't blame them.
God damn it, this ain't my house neither.
Paying the mortgage all these years and leaving my fucking house.
Kind of like Milton working down there, like, the glitch is fixed. I'm going to burn the office down. There's, I like the new Zelda overall. I wish there was more storyline I could talk about, but I'm not really, all I've been doing is shrine quests. I've beat one divine beast. There's 4. I beat one called Varuda. It's like a giant elephant. And the puzzle on it's pretty cool because you have a thing called, you have like your bombs, then you have Magnesis, which you can pick up metal shit, and then you have like Stasis, which can be used to stop time on shit. Like,
Can you make enemies and stuff freeze and just go
when you the fuck out of them? You got to upgrade it. It's kind of cool because if you got two monsters running at you, if you got a Boblikin or whatever and a Moblin come at you, the Moblins are stronger. Well, if you want to use stasis on the Boblikin and save attack or whatever, you can stasis and freeze it and slow it down. Well, you can strike it. Like, if I stasis, you're an enemy, and I've done it to you, and I'm standing in front of you and strike it, it'll make an arrow mark going straight off of that. You keep doing it, and it'll keep making the arrow longer. You're applying force to it. So when stasis comes off, that shit will just go flying in the direction of that arrow. And last night, like, I hit it and had this Moblin coming at me, and I hit it like three times, and right when he got close, I just undid the stasis, and that Boblikin just went flying and hit that Moblin and knocked them both off this little cliff thing and killed them. Like, little shit like that you can do. But it's like some of the puzzles are hard because there'll be a switch way over here on the wall, and you'll have to take like a barrel and stack just right and do that shit on it and make that barrel go flying and hit the switch and shit.
Huh.
It's kind of difficult. I'm gonna find my house real quick while we're sitting here talking.
Now, for the big picture, being a longtime Zelda fan, would you want to see this being like the main way 3D Zeldas go, or do you want
to? I'd be completely fine with that.
Okay.
Just because, you know, getting back to talking about imagination and shit, that was something I used to do anyways. Kind of like when Super Mario RPG came out. I thought it was so fucking cool how you could make Mario walk into the shower. And you could hear, you know, just little things like that, you know, not being on a time scale for anything and just being able to kind of fucking, you know, pretend a little bit, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, role play, I guess, a little bit, and try to put yourself in that world. And that's what I like about this a lot. Here's my fucking house. God damn it. I fell off a cliff. I do like that about it. I really like the weather system in this. Like, for example, in the desert, during the day, you'll fucking burn up and you have to eat heat-resistant shit. And then at night, you'll freeze to death. You know, like, you can, if you don't have elixirs, you can wait till clouds roll by and walk in the fucking shade across the desert, falling clouds and shit, and it'll cut your heat resistance down. Lightning storms will blow up, and you can wait them out, or you can unequip anything metal on your body, because if you go out, it'll start arcing off of you, and eventually lightning will strike you, and it's one hit, one kill. Questions asked.
I really like the combat on it. One thing I don't like is how you can just suck down food to regain hearts. Kind of like, that's one of the things I didn't like about Fallout 3 and Fallout 4. In New Vegas, you could put on that hardcore mode or whatever, and you couldn't do that shit. I didn't like the ability to stop time and instantly heal myself. I mean, I know I could just ignore it, but at the same time, it's, I don't know, it feels like a cheap way to keep myself alive.
Yeah, it makes kind of sense, though, because I've been in situations where, like, you run out of shit. Like, I've run out of arrows several times and run out of all kinds of other shit that I've needed and just had to, like, whittle, like, a boss down or something and just be better. Because, you know, it's kind of the flip side, you know. You can eat shit at any given point to replace hearts, but a lot of just random attacks will kill you in one fucking hit. On this one.
Oh, really?
Like, it's there's a lot of one hit kills on this game.
That's cool.
Like, you run up, and it's, you know how in old Zelda games they've always done the palette swap thing. Like, blue enemies are tough, red enemies are tougher.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing in this. Like, you go up to a blue Moblin, he'll have like tattoos and shit on him. He'll have bigger weapons, does way more damage, way harder to kill, and shit like that.
Okay.
So, you know, there's all kinds of, I can't tell you how many times I've died. There's like all kinds of one hit kills and shit. You may travel in the countryside and there'll be packs of keys bats that'll be flying through, and there'll be like 40 of them. and they'll just swoop down and swarm your ass.
Oh, hell, I can imagine that would suck.
You can put a cuckling on people with a cuckos. I haven't done it yet, but somebody said you can fucking get the moblin to attack the cucko, and a swarm of them will attack the moblins and shit. I need to find a moblin and kill it, and we need to get a sound clip of it, because their fucking death screen is goddamn hilarious. They just let out this awful, like, you feel like you just literally took that little shit's life away from him.
Hell yeah. Putting a cuckold on that bastard.
I put a cuckold on him.
I put a cuckold on you too.
Oh, that's a stable. I thought that was like a little skull hut.
One thing I mentioned this to you is all the newfound lifelong Zelda fans that have been popping up because of this.
Like,
I'm glad
now
that Zelda's kind of gotten a revival here. But
people though are like talking about this shit. Like, I've talked to a couple people already. They're like, well, as far as Zelda goes, this and that. And I know one of them, as a matter of fact, we're talking about how this one's breaking all this ground and this and that. And I'm just like, have you ever played another Zelda game? No. First time Zelda player. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Do not attempt to try to fucking tell me about Zelda. Like, of all fucking games, you know.
Yeah, this is your game. One guy I talked to, you know, all of a sudden, he's always loved Zelda. Always fucking loved Zelda. And, you know, Breath of the Wild's best game ever now. And that's fine if this is your favorite game.
But I don't think it's the best game. It's a really fucking great game, but I don't think it's just like, I've seen other sites being like, it's the greatest game ever made so far. And I'm like, no, it's fucking not. I mean, it's still good. Man, it's beyond good.
One guy I talked to, he's saying how he's always loved Zelda and, you know, this and that. I'm like, dude, I remember you talking shit about Ocarina of Time because it was too confusing and shit like that. But now all of a sudden you've been a lifelong Zelda fan. I'm like, eat a dick. I know you got 500 hours in Skyrim. You're just fucking... you're just fapping it to...
This is a reskin of Skyrim, right? Yeah, I know people.
And
I'm not
saying that either to knock this, because it's fine that it takes a lot from the Elder Scrolls games, but
I see where you're coming from, because Breath of the Wild is such a radical departure from the standard Zelda formula.
Yeah.
Big time. So it's really hard for somebody that hasn't really played the other ones come in and start playing this one and have a full appreciation for the rest of the Zelda series, because it is so much different.
I would say Breath of the Wild is the Ocarina of Time what Ocarina of Time was to A Link to the Past, as far as
it's the next as, gap
yeah
the next transition because
from Ocarina to Skyward Sword, as far as all the 3D Zeldas go, they've all been roughly the same. Like, Skyward Sword had the little Wiimote gimmick, which was actually worked really good in Skyward Sword, but it's not something that, like, I wanted to see all future Zeldas have.
Yeah.
But this, I could see this being the future of 3D Zeldas. So, in that sense, I think it's really broadening the horizons of the series.
I really love how they've kept everything about it just very bare bones. Like, it's one of these games, like, you just kind of, it throws you in and you just literally discover everything as you go.
Yeah.
And that's what, I mean, the other Zeldas are kind of like that, but in a way they're, you know, the other ones are very linear. Like, you look at your map and it's like, you go here to get crystal number 4, you go here to get crystal number 5.
Yeah, or even, you know, again, Ocarina, starting off the game, you're in the Kokiri Forest. I mean, you can explore it, but that's where you're at. There's no running off from there for a good while.
Yeah. It limits you to where you need to be. I mean, Twilight Princess is the same way. It's very linear path, pretty much, from where you're at to where you need to be going. Mm. And, you know, the only other one, though, I can say, Link Between Worlds is different in the sense of, like, Link Between Worlds kind of allows you you have access to all the items at once. You rent them and can buy them later on, so it gives you the choice of how the dungeon order you want to do. And I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah. And that's kind of how this one is. I mean, you can, technically, you can do everything from the beginning of the game, but it's just going to make it that much harder on you, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to have to grind and level up and shit.
Yeah, I mentioned there people are beating the game in about an hour now, so obviously you can do all the main shit you got to do right off the bat. There's no gate. So,
I think I've
barely played it because I don't have it, but so far I give it 2 thumbs up. It looks pretty good. I'll be picking it up for my daughter's birthday, so I'll be giving you the Wii U perspective on it.
That's great. I've actually kind of thought about picking me up a Wii U copy at some point just for the shelf.
Yeah.
It's fucking great, though. I'm having a wonderful time with it. That's literally, I mean, that's all I've been playing since I got it. It's such a huge undertaking game. And, I mean, like you said, it's Zelda's kind of my thing, and it's the new Zelda, so I'm going to, you know, Ocarina come out. Fuck, I didn't put Ocarina down for like 3 months straight until I beat it, and I had just about everything. I think a couple of the only things I didn't end up getting on Ocarina was like the fucking gold sculptulas or whatever they're called, the gold spiders.
Man, one thing I remember I didn't like about Ocarina was the fact that the bigger round sword was better than the Master Sword, and I'm like, Master Sword's like the end-all be-all in Zelda. Why?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, was it that big of a deal?
Well, there's obviously the other reason, though, you haven't pulled that fucking Bigoron sword out of anything since that game. You know? It's never referenced again. Kind of like in Link to the Past, though, you know, you get the Master Sword and it's badass, but you can temper it.
Yeah.
It's good, but it could be better.
Yeah.
I think Breath of the Wild, it's a definite recommend. I know Alex got on Wii U, and he said it's just as good on Wii U.
I've read there's less performance issues on the Wii U as well. Like, some places the Switch, the frame rates can drop some, whereas the Wii U, it's pretty much flawless because they pretty much made that game for the Wii U.
That's a port of the Wii U version on Switch.
Yeah.
And plus, you got that whole CD, and on Switch, you got that little bitty turd ass cartridge,
yeah,
a little micro SD. I enjoy it, though.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
That's what I've been doing. I guess that's about it.
Yeah, I believe so. I haven't checked the voicemail. I haven't gotten any notifications, though, so I don't think we got anything.
No, we can do that next week. Or check it for next week. But so people know what they need to be calling, play them that jingle. 682-777. Dial the number, you know you should. Leave us a message and no one gives us one. Ooh, 682-777. Yeah. Yeah. Get you some wood.
Yep, 682-777-4663.
Call us. We'd like to hear from you, I guess. If not, you know, whatever.
Tell us about your experiences at the Forgotten Peach.
Yeah. We want to...
The Countryside Ranch.
All you fucking Yelp reviewers out there now.
Yeah.
Let us know. We want to know if you were a Forgotten Peach or if you were a Ripened Peach. Got picked. That made no goddamn sense. I'm telling you, I gotta get some fucking sleep, dude. I haven't slept in like a week. Now I end up drinking like moonshine, absinthe, and Jaeger bombs last night.
Hell yeah.
Emma's mom's boyfriend has a very nice and very loaded liquor cabinet, and he just kept handing me shit. And
that sounds like a good mix of date rape right there.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird because my butthole is kind of like halfway between itch and hurt today. And yeah. I'm just like, I got held down in somebody's garage or something. Who knows?
I'll just put a funnel on my butt and drain nothing but dicks down my butt.
Just they gave me old butt chugging of dicks.
Yeah.
You ever seen somebody butt chug a bunch of dicks? That's the
boy. You ain't seen shit.
You think things bad now? You ain't never seen nobody butt chug a bunch of dicks. That's the fucking filthiest shit I think I've said in a long time. I shit me off out there at Paris Island back when I was about 19. Got this old scrawny boy. We all knew he was going to break. And I got him in.
Oh, my God. I said, Johnny, load up the hopper. We're dropping three bushels of dicks right in this guy's ass.
We knew he was going to break. We heard him down there in the middle of the night just crying out. I said, I'm telling you what, they about to unload a big old barrel of butt chuck dicks. Oh, what's some fucking weird shit? Ah, never forget that boy screams. Half pleasure, half agony. My God, that was 1949, I believe.
Oh, so stupid.
Hey, that let that be a question to the listener. You ever watched anybody butt chug a bunch of dicks? That's the new good old gamer question of the week.
Yeah.
How many dicks could you butt chug?
Be honest with us.
Give us an answer. Give us a good answer. We might send you a free video game or something. We've been known to do that every now and then.
Yeah.
I guess, though, until next week, we'll be coming back at you then.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I'll be a little more prepared and a little more coherent next time. It's just been a doozy daisy of a fucking week, so.
I hear that.
And I got to go to work at 4:15 in the morning, so I got a wonderful 6 hours until I have to go to work, and it fucking scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, I gotta get up early for school and do all that stuff. Spring break's coming up soon, so.
You want to go to the beach and show your titties to people?
I'll do that anytime. Really. What are you talking about?
Yes.
But, since I don't have school, I'm probably gonna try to put in a whole lot of hours at work, so. If it ain't one thing, it's another.
I understand that. I'm fixing to have to be pulling some double time and shit. My dad has these surgeries. I'll probably be taking off work for a minute because his recoup time, they're estimating, is like 3 to 5 weeks. So I'll be taking off to do all that jazz. So, brother man, got to get some money saved up.
I hear that.
Anywho, we'll be coming back at you next weekend. And all that bullshit. And until then, man, game over.
Game over.
You think things bad now, you ain't never seen nobody butt chug a bunch of dicks.